I had a song going through my head all this week. I don't know if you know the contemporary Christian song by Seventh Time Down, I believe is the artist. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. I don't know if y'all have heard the song. But it had me thinking about the ways in which God moves. And combined with today's reading, asking a lot of questions about where God resides, in a temple or in a tent. You know the difference. There was the tabernacle, the tent, the dwelling place of the Ark of the Covenant, in which followed God's people throughout the desert, moving with them wherever they needed to be. And then later in our history, we know about the temple. The temple was a little bit different, first proposed by David and finished by Solomon. The temple was a house for all people, a house of prayer. It was made of stone, wasn't so movable, wasn't very nimble at all. It was very permanent and a structured dwelling place for God. And when I think about whether God being on the move or whether God being very stationary, I think about two songs that I learned in Vacation Bible School, or two things I learned in Vacation Bible School. The first is a song that you might know. Do y'all know the song, I Am a Church? I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. The church is not a building, the church is not a steeple, the church is not a resting place, the church is the people. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. I feel like that is kind of a tabernacle or tent concept of a song, right? So the church is this thing that has embodied moving parts, and the people are all held together by God and able to go out and do work in the world, like some sort of Red Cross movable emergency shelter tent, nimble and quick and ready to move when disaster strikes. But I learned another view of church in Vacation Bible School. And it probably came right after we sang that song, but it's a different view of church. And it's the one where you take your hands and you say, here's the church, here's the steeple, open the door, see the people. It's still focused on the people, but if we think about this view of church, we're left inside a building, right? It's a little bit different than the church in all the world going out. It's much less tent or tabernacle to me and much more temple-y to me. You can't move it. So today's scripture is filled with all of these images about where God chooses to dwell and how God dwells and whether it's in a permanent structure or a movable structure in our hearts or churches or structures or stones or temples and homes. And it's no surprise, none of that happens within the walls of the church. First Peter today reminds us that we as the people of God make up this sort of spiritual temple built on the cornerstone of Christ. It's a beautiful image of the living church, of the source of life, of us being able to be part of that structure by our very living beings. The psalm mentions God in a very natural context, a cave that we could go to in a place of safety. And the gospel for today talks about ways in which we live in God's dwelling place permanently in heaven for eternal life, a heavenly home, none of which I think has stone walls. The Acts reading is a little bit less obvious, but it's because we don't have the backstory for what it's about today, because that too is about the dwelling place of God. So here's what's happening in Acts. The members of the temple had become very suspicious about Stephen, because Stephen is not a fan of the temple. And he just quoted something about Jesus saying that he would destroy the temple and raise it back up. And so the temple people get sort of mad at Stephen. And he's brought to them for questioning. And he gives a wonderful testimony about how God works through history, through Abraham and Moses and slavery and Pharaoh, and about how the people wandered through the wilderness and were set free and there was redemption. And then at the end of the speech, he gets a little bit snarky against the temple. And he puts a plug in against it. And he says, all the time our ancestors had a tent for true worship. But then David asked God for a permanent dwelling place. And Solomon built it. And then Stephen quotes Isaiah's word saying that God said, heaven is my throne and I rest my feet on the earth. So what kind of house do you build me? God asked, where can I get away and relax that isn't already built? I already built everything, God says. In other words, God is already in the world and doesn't need a structure. And then Stephen does a really not very smart thing, because he literally calls the temple folks bullheaded for ignoring God's movement in the world. And this is the point where we get to today, where the temple people are really mad. And there's a riot, and we end up with Stephen gazing at his death, seeing God, standing next to Jesus. The fact that Stephen favored an idea that God is on the move in a tent and goes everywhere with us and is not stuck inside a temple wasn't a popular opinion, clearly. And I've been thinking a lot about this week, about how we favor tents or tabernacles, about what sort of places we worship in, about whether our places and our lives are more like tents, which can go about and respond to the things in our lives, or if they're more like temples, structured, unmovable, unchangeable. Now, if you haven't noticed, we own a beautiful yet daunting property together. And I think about next door, about being maybe a little bit like a temple and these structures and stones in which we can't move. And I'm spending a lot of time with this concept lately, not necessarily because I live there and work there and breathe there, but because in conjunction with David Eads, our senior warden, we've been thinking about with the vestry, like lots of ways in which St. Patrick's can be more nimble and more movable. So we've been asking questions like, what does it look like to move from maintenance of buildings and into real ministry with God? Or what is God calling us to be in the city of Somerset, and how are our buildings supporting that mission? I think a lot of the question is like, how in our ministry lives are we stuck within this building, or are we out in the world? How are we a temple stuck here, or a tent or tabernacle out to the city of Somerset? And your vestry has launched 3 planning goals that have to do with buildings and finances and mission and ministry. And each of those goals is asking, who are we? Who are we as the body of Christ? And how are we called to be out? How are we called to be movable and nimble and tense in the world? How are we to minister and share the gospel and move to where the hurt is? And how do our resources support that vision? And I think one thing that's really important to remember, whether you're on one of those committees or would like to join a committee, and just let me know if you do, is that our dwelling place isn't based on our physical location and our stones. It's not based that way for our church or for our lives or for our homes in which we live. Our dwelling place with God is not based on tents or tabernacles or temples or a 200-year-old building, or with brick walls or a memorial garden or a parking lot or with a particular priest. Our dwelling place with God isn't this closed-in structure with walls. It's not even a closed-in structure with a person, with a Bill or an Amanda or a Marcia or a Jim. Our being with God rests in the fact that each of us are living stones and each of us are in community. The unity that we received when we were baptized, the unity that we receive at the table each day when we take of the common cup. You and I are living stones in the body of Christ, meant to be nimble, meant to go out into the world and do work and ministry. So this week, let us go forth as nimble as tents, ready like the Red Cross to be ready to serve in the world with whatever the world calls us to be. For the church is not a building, and the church is not a steeple, and the church is not a resting place. The church is the people. I am the church, and you are the church. We are the church together.